List of who our members are in front of
I
you.
have a list of names, but if you could
Okay.
all tell me who you are so I can match faces with names, that would be very helpful.
We will do that. I'm
Thank you.
Arlene Fiano. I'm the chair. Do you know John Butromovich?
Hello.
Hi.
And then Kara, you have to speak.
I'm Kara. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And then so we have Kevin.
Sorry, I just there's a typo.
Wait.
I'm Kevin Drake.
Which one are you on? Yeah.
It is plaque and it's plague instead of plaque. Sure.
On the memorial bench? Oh, there it is.
No, that's, I find stuff like that funny.
Yes. We've approved a plague. And then Rhea Klein. So we are missing tonight. We have Paula Lynn and Bonnie Massey and Anne Malucci, who are Historic Society member and alternate. And doesn't look like Leslie's going to be here. So we're missing one, two, three, one, two, three. And then
Yeah,
because we are four, because we are a commission of five with alternates, three is a quorum, so we're all set. Okay. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 7:01. And I'm going to ask that somebody make a motion to add to the approval of minutes our regular meeting minutes for November 3rd.
I make a motion to our regular meeting minutes for MACTech November 3rd,
2025.
2025.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. So, on to the minutes of November. So, having found a typo,
Number five, first line. It should be plaque.
not plague.
Not plaque, but
Made a plague. Our evil
anybody?
plans are coming to fruition. They knew we were up to something, didn't they?
Know. So the thank yous all went out, right? A long time ago. You
Kara.
sent a thank you out to Nancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you let her
I know.
know?
I was looking at these and I'm like, did I write these?
Yeah.
Can you let her know I
It's
live in a haunted
not
house?
been so long.
Okay. So we have one correction. We have a motion to accept with correction.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as entered with the typographical errors corrected.
And
I'll
that was,
second.
so I need to appoint, sorry, I should have done this before. I need to appoint Kevin since he is an alternate and he can be in for Leslie. Regular meeting minutes of December 8th.
Sorry, Arlene, did I miss a vote on that motion?
Yes, Rhea made it. Kara seconded it.
Having made
I
it,
mean,
Raya seconded it.
sorry.
Thank you.
But I'll make a motion to accept the December minutes as we're in.
I'll second.
Sorry. So that's Kara and Rhea
for December, yeah.
For December, as written. Mm-hmm. We have nobody in the audience, so there is no residents. We received a check for $500 from Bolton Congregational Church while I was away. This is the receipt. I brought it up to Sue Ellen.
Okay.
So she gave me the receipt.
Okay.
So that should show up. Oh, here's Leslie.
We also got that Christmas donation from Dorothy Wilson.
Okay.
So I'll have to get the updated total.
Okay. Did we send her a thank you?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Sure, thank you.
Okay. So Rebecca, Leslie Shea is here, so I'm going to appoint Kevin for Paula, and Leslie has arrived at 7:06. So all we did was approve the minutes for November and December. So you haven't really missed anything. We were talking about correspondence. And I just gave Kara the receipt for the check that I brought up to the town hall for the Festival of Trees. We don't need to thank them, do we?
Festival of Trees?
Right, the church. Did. Oh, you did that.
I did that. I dropped him off a note and that which had come from.
A little package of what?
A little caramels from
Barnes. Oh, nice.
That was really nice of you.
Thank you.
I think we usually do. Yeah, we usually do.
Rebecca, can you hear us?
I can't hear. Is that Leslie speaking?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I just said that I told him we appreciated his community efforts.
This is the Reverend from the Bolton Congregational Church. We won a Festival of Trees competition. So, let's see. I received the cross-country running dates from Debbie Livingston. And they will be running June 24th through July 29th. She asked me in my email if I had heard about a grant for porta potties. And I said I had not. And that I didn't know that I would check with you, John.
I have not.
Okay.
I know they were thinking about it. Purchasing a couple though, so
purchasing porta potties. Can you purchase them and have somebody service them, and that saves you that much money?
Supposedly, Jim was looking into it.
Okay,
where would they put them? Just like would they put one up at the farm?
Yes. Yeah, they and Debbie usually purchases one.
Rent.
She pays to have them out there.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's part of their annual expenses.
I don't know that.
Yes. And basically, while it's up there, everybody gets to use it,
yeah,
which is a benefit. So if we owned it and it could stay up there all the time, that'd be great. Okay, so I will let her know that it's a possibility, but as of right now, there's no word. Okay. I let you know that we got the check from the Congregational Church. I also heard from Pam Sawyer, who is doing a 250th event on May 19th at the High School Commons Room. Is that the cafeteria? Okay. It's at 6:30 on May 19th, and the gentleman's name is Kevin Johnson, and he's from the Connecticut State Library. And he does in costume an interpretation. He's was a portrays a servant from Colonel Ledyard, who fought at the Battle of Fort Griswold. So he does 20-minute presentation and 20-minute Q and A from the audience. This is being organized by PAN and sponsored by the Bolton Veterans Commission, and the Bolton Historic Society has offered to co-sponsor and do the refreshments. So we told her that I would let everybody know to put it on their calendar, and we can also get it in our minutes so that it's another place for people to find it. She didn't ask anything else other than to just spread the word. So, the other thing I would like to do is thank Kevin for getting out our annual report. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And I got an email from Johnny Carowin. You guys remember him from the National Park Service? They are shifting from America 250 as the slogan for this year's celebration to Freedom 250.
The
And
branding is
the
changing.
branding is changing.
Like when we use events.
Instead of saying America 250, there, the National Park Service and the Department of Interior is asking us to use Freedom 250. Yeah. So, we have not done anything, we have not done any advertisement or anything for our revolutionary camp, but when we do, we can move towards the Freedom 250 unless somebody here objects to it, but that's what we've been asked to do.
No, it's incredibly important to have these things come from a similar voice, branding, etc.
Okay, so I have no issue with switching. If you do, you just need to let me know. Otherwise, we're going to go with freedom. Our maintenance report?
Just some plowing, that's about it this month.
No broken pipes, no.
Nope, no broken windows. Well, so far so good. Just a little bit.
Light and fluffy.
Yeah.
You see, all that budget through that. Always on the
Easily.
weekend, huh?
You guys do a fabulous job.
Yeah, on every penny. That's I know that's
I
such a
still
goal.
enjoy it.
You've got one guy, not naming any names, but uses the mailboxes as the guide for the side of the road. And the closer he can get, the happier he is.
Wonder if he even notices.
I swear he's watching the mailboxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the, because my poor little mailbox goes, woo-yo-yo-yo-yo. It's like, oh.
Last storm, and you said according to a
Think so.
medical complaint.
Well,
Oh,
anyway,
people don't complain.
they just expect the town to fix them, but you guys don't have to.
The pole's not rotted, if they actually hit them, they fix them.
Really? Because
I heard it was if the snow itself knocks them over, then it's
That's
too bad
it. But if
for
they
them.
hit them, they'll
But if
fix them.
they hit it, then it is different.
As long as the pole's not rotted.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to keep my eyes out there. It gets awfully close.
Don't think you have to worry about him anymore. Plowing years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Okay. Heritage Farm account report.
So in the Rosie Fund, we have 8,000. $32.97, a whopping 26 cents in interest. And then in the Bolton Heritage Farm Fund, we have the $500 receipt you just gave me. And then we did receive a donation for $300 towards the end of the year as a Christmas donation from Dorothy Ralston of Manchester. So I sent her a thank you note. So I do not have a new balance, but I'll follow up with Jenna at the town to get one. So it should be a nice bump to what we've got in there.
All right. Outstanding projects. Anything on the LOTSIP project? Okay.
Nope, then.
Krog hasn't asked town to change anything else.
Not that I know of.
So we have like a final plan.
As far as I know.
When's like it starting to be worked on?
They want to do it this summer, so.
Interesting. Could you?
Yeah. There's a lot of projects that they want to do this summer.
I asked Jim Rupert about the wayfinding signage, and there was nothing to report on that one. We can have an update on our library display case. Do you want me to mention it, or do you want to mention it, Ria?
Well, we just have to start, and you could talk about the display case. But
Okay.
we have Amanda
Romney.
Rumney, and she was the person that we had procured earlier. But when I called her back after we got the grant, she was still available and very excited to work with us. I contacted Sarah Sportsman and Christine Pitsley and asked them if they would be available to help us with the artifacts and the dig. Especially those two things that they had been always involved with, and they were very happy to do that. So we're going to be meeting the 9th with her at the library, so she'll see the
Is there a
library.
time set?
Yes.
I believe the email that I saw just said afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know if I can.
What's that? Let me just check the my okay. I have 10:30, but I'll verify the time.
Okay. I don't think everybody has to be there. You're more than welcome to be there. Rhea's going to be there. I'm going to be there. And Kevin, you're going to try and make it, right? If
Yes, if
can.
it's early in the morning, I have to watch my dad. So that's, I
On the
mean,
9th.
next Monday, yeah, my mom is a doctor, so
Okay.
I can't leave him alone.
Okay.
But I think by 10:30, just keep me in the loop.
Okay.
Is Christine Pixley doing another one of those like student like exchanges? It's like that doesn't happen every year, right? Or
No.
like,
Last time it was 3 years
it
ago
was all.
now.
It was, I was just wondering how often that happens because it did once before that, right? Also,
It did in
yes.
like 2019.
Okay, so it probably
They
just
went to France, and then
yeah.
23 they came here. It was 23, right? It wasn't 24.
No,
The 24 was the
23.
Organize thing we did.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, I was just curious. I didn't know how often they did it.
I know that's
Because
a
I haven't.
huge
Yeah, it was a huge
undertaking.
undertaking for her, for sure. Yeah.
I think she was
That'd be
doing
cool,
it one
though.
year if she could.
Yeah.
The library kind of kiboshed her. Or, yeah.
There were dynamics going on there.
So for the display case, the town has asked that it be movable. So there are certain criteria that we're going to have to follow. The majority of the grant will be for the curation of a story, to tell the story of our little bits and pieces, because really we don't have fascinating artifacts, but we do have really big stories. So It's going to have to be portable. It's going to be mostly a story. And then Rhea's going to talk to Sarah Sportman, who is the state archaeologist, and see if our curation and our case is acceptable to her. If she can then get the okay from the University of Connecticut and the state archaeologists, with the permission from Rich Rose and his family, to release Rich's artifacts, which are being held because there's no case to put them in. And at that point, we'll either add to our case, or we will see if Rich wants to, at some point, do a what do you call it when you add to it, like a
Endowment.
no, not an endowment, but if he's willing to let us put his artifacts on display as well.
Do we know if they're like a fit? Like how
Well,
we
we
might
have to find
adequately
out
display
from
it enough.
we have to find out from Sarah. The problem is, I think we need a chain of yeses before we can even start the planning. If the state archaeologists are willing to let them out of their protective custody, which has been why Rich doesn't have them, because there's no climate-controlled case for the Rose family to keep them in. So if we can follow the chain of yeses that we need to, it would be nice to be able to incorporate all of them. It would just make it be that much more interesting. So Rhea's gonna give her an email and see if that isn't a possibility, and get an answer from Sarah before next Monday, so that we can let Amanda at least have an inventory of what total inventory of what things might be. Other than that, those three things, I can't think of anything else that we should be asking Amanda. And so if somebody here has any ideas or thoughts, I do know that Liz Thornton, who is the library chair of the library, had asked that we could possibly have more than one storyboard, something that she could change out so that it's not stagnant.
Like a seasonal, maybe. We're not going to get a lot of storyboards from the grant. So we'll get as many as we can. And we also have Christine Pitsley's that we can use and maybe just make another one, like duplicate it.
Well, and I don't know if we have to duplicate. I mean, if Christine's willing to do the dig part of it, then that takes Amanda out of
Out of
that
that
one.
one, so that we have one already
We
in.
have one, right? And then we can just go from there. So, but I mean, there's lots of written history, lots of history. So I don't think she's going to. I don't think Amanda is going to have to. Just a little research, and she's gonna have a lot to work with. I think.
Yes, she is.
But do you have anything in particular you think should be? Okay, if you think of anything, something special. Okay. So that's that one. Have you heard anything about, I don't even know the name of that other grant.
The big one?
That, yeah, that we were possibly going to share with Herrick
The
Park.
$250,000 recreation grant.
Oh, from Rahman, MD Rahman. What happened with that
It's
one?
going to the town. Big Green. Regrading of the Big Green so it
Really?
doesn't flood, yeah.
What? What? Yes.
They're regrading the town green so it doesn't flood anymore. So they don't have to cancel so many concerts and we'll be able to use it for more events.
Are they going to keep the gazebo?
Yep.
They're not going to add to it?
Not at this point.
Okay, so it's just a regrading of the town green.
Yeah.
With that grant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
Was that on that list of possibilities?
It was.
It was not.
It was.
I think.
Yep.
I don't know if I can
No.
articulate maybe
It
with
wasn't on
everybody.
the list that they handed out to everyone, I don't think. It was something discussed in
It
that
was
meeting. The list
topic of
was people that
conversation.
had emailed in their ideas. It was topic of conversation.
I didn't realize that that was going to be decided on that quickly.
It has to. It has to be
The
spent by July.
that was the impression I that when I left the meeting, though, that they
Yeah.
were not even going to be at a point of making a decision till like April. But well, that's
Most of the
it sounds like
discussion
it's
was
going
going,
towards something good then.
yeah. Most of the discussion at the time was around us or Herrick Park.
Right. And possibly splitting.
Yeah.
They didn't think they can get the pavilions in time, so they went with the small green, big green.
Okay. I mean, nobody, I was not here for July. I mean, January. Thank you for
Course.
the weather.
And that as well is a big piece of town use.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So it's too bad the farm can't get it, but
They're
that's
expecting
yeah,
another
people
one
go to the
next
green,
year, the
right?
next best
Oh, they
thing.
are.
Yeah.
Is there any, who do we talk to about staying in the loop? I mean, I'm not upset that it's going to the town green, and I'm not
I'm
upset with the whole
surprised,
process,
though, that's
but
what I'm trying to convey.
I would like very much.
It was a selectman's meeting. It was a selectman's group that decided.
It wasn't a special group. It happened at a selectman's meeting.
It was recommended at a meeting and then voted on the following meeting right afterwards.
Interesting. That's your, I mean, not yell. I feel bad that you've got to like answer for this to us.
Yeah.
That's not the
It's
case.
just the timetables, what
Yeah.
move things along quickly.
Well, that's nice that maybe it'll be available next year too, then. Something we gotta then just build on, and
Right.
we'll have less competition
No,
because
wait
they're
a
gonna
minute.
get.
The surprise, that grant was a surprise. That's the whole thing. It was
Yes.
out of the blue.
MD Rahm had money. Yeah. I don't know how much of a surprise it was or
Not
it was.
surprised.
It was. Yeah.
But I think we had those meetings with the public, and the public gave a lot of ideas, and I think we'll be better prepared to address things because we have a list now, and that we didn't have before.
And we have dollar amounts on a lot of things too now.
Yeah.
That's a good point that there were certain dollar amounts that we couldn't define at that meeting to answer questions. And those are things that we need to have a better idea of, maybe. It might not make any difference, but it would be great if it is what part of what makes a difference is having that information.
Right. So the next item of business is the business plan update. Every couple years, we had promised to take our business plan, which is basically more of a strategy for the Board of Selectmen on what we would like to see have happen. We call it a business plan, but I'm not sure if that's the right title, but that's what we call it. And we try to update it every so often, and I think it's time to update it. It is on the Heritage Farm website. It is also part of the master site plan. It's in here as well. But what I would like to do is set up a workshop and go through it. And then things just like what we were talking about. If we feel that a 2026 pricing for a pavilion is appropriate, then I do know that Roger Barrett has that based on a pavilion that he built and is willing to let us use the numbers. So those are the kind of things that I don't think we'd have to spend a whole lot of money to get those numbers. Sometimes when you contact an architect to get prices, it's not free. So And then John's also, I mean, it's a it would be a base, a place to start. So when we sit down to go through this, we can decide what kind of things we think we should add. We should have an as-built for the Lhotse pathway if CROG is finished with their requirements. That sort of thing should go in there because the path that's being installed is very different than the path that was proposed by the landscape architect and architects that we hired. So, and then any kind of grants that we have received or different things we can put in there.
Is there a Board of Selectmen presentation date yet?
No.
So is it a case, there's no date, so it's not like we're working towards that. It's a case of where we want to have this workshop to then ask the Board of Selectmen for a date to be heard.
Correct. And at that particular time, I feel there are enough new members that might even know that this master site plan and business plan even exist as a tool for them to use. And it would be appropriate because the Board of Selectmen need to accept the changes and additions that we'll make
John,
to
you're
them.
aware like how time frames are for the town. Is there a time of year we should be aiming towards? What I mean by that is like if there is no point that this, or rather it's you gotta get this done quarter one so that this.
Quarter one's no good because they're working on the budget.
Okay.
Quarter two is they're voting on the budget.
Yeah.
So quarter three would probably be the.
So we need
That's
to.
way down the road, though. Is that too far?
That's, I mean, July to September
September.
30th.
Yeah.
So it's not that far. And truthfully, like to get a workshop together to then ask them that we can't do the work, we can't ask them until the workshop's done. That when we ask them, the date's not going to be for another month or two
Right.
in advance. So for us to be ready to ask them for a date in Q3, we've got to be.
Ready in
We've
Q2,
got
I would say.
February, March, April, May, June. We've got 5 months.
Maybe we should shoot for June to be finished, and or at least get it into Jim Rupert's office because he doesn't like. I know he prefers to see things like this before they go before the board.
Would it be wise, guys, if we had did this? Put this workshop in a two-phaser where we have a meeting, say, in February or March, and then we've all got maybe marching orders like, Leslie, this is what you're going to look at, and Kevin, this is what you're going to look into, so
I
that
think
in
that's
May we're meeting and
I think that's necessary. We need to all print it. Well, I don't know if you have to print it. It's 16 pages,
well, it
but
depends where we're going to make changes, and we have to like highlight that as an addendum at the end somewhere so that whoever picks it up can be like, oh, this is what they changed since last time.
right, exactly. So yes, I think we should have a meeting, and I think in the next couple of weeks to get it started is a good thing, and we'll just see how we go and how many changes, how much of it has changed and what we want to add. We know that we can go to our master site plan and follow the phasing. But I know one of the things that I would like to also have shovel ready would be the utility building and the porta potty and the bathrooms. And I know, John, you also thought that that would be a good thing to have ready. And we can talk to our good friend Roger Barrett and see how much of that he's willing to.
We did have a company, I don't remember the name of them, do a quick guesstimation of how much it would be for going off of Sierra's drawings and size. And it was around 800,000 in that area. But Jim does have that quote.
So, is that something that we should get from him
I
to
would
put
think so,
into
yeah.
This could, we need the septic system first, or do we? If that's
But
not,
that should be,
yeah, let's just.
that should be, because that's already in the final design phases now.
Is it going to be capable of supporting it?
I've been promised.
Yeah, go by.
The electricity too, right?
And you know my concern, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is that not a viable concern?
Always.
Okay, so what happens when the town put goes out and does a large, what do they call it, an A?
Request for proposal?
No, not request for proposal, but when the town makes an improvement,
Oh, capital improvement.
like, yeah. It has to go before planning and zoning. And it went before planning and zoning, I would say, as long as 15 years ago when we first started talking about the sewer. And at that particular time, the people that were on planning and zoning felt, and I wasn't at that meeting or I would have put my foot down, they felt that they weren't sure that there was enough information about the farm and the capacity of what would be needed and this and that and everything else. And at the time, they suggested that the town not include the farm. So because it has already been approved, they do not have to go back to planning and zoning. So my concern has been, and I have voiced this to Jim time and time again, is that yes, the sewer system has been approved, but there was nothing in writing that said it should be hooked up to the farm.
Right.
And so that's always made me very nervous, which is why I keep going to Jim and saying, "Are you sure you're going to do it? Are you sure you're going to include us?" And John's been doing the same thing. And so we've been told that we're going to.
Truthfully, there's no, is there any viable way to increase the usage of that farm without proper sewage?
No.
So it would be, I mean,
Dude.
well, the town bought this property. Like, what was their plan for it? So
Did
they're
they put
bite,
a
not
septic?
biting their nose off despite their face,
Pardon?
but
Was there ever a septic system, or was
No.
it was like a cesspool thing, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the septic system that was approved X amount of years ago is a community system that is supposed to support the library, the town hall. I don't know
So
if it includes a
municipal
church.
system.
Yeah, and us. So hopefully, and we've been promised it will be, but my concern is that,
Excited.
yeah, it doesn't say anywhere. It should be.
Okay.
I don't remember in the plan that we got the last step. Did that have a septic system in there if we were to do it just for the farm?
It won't be just for the farm.
I'm just saying if they didn't.
No, their thinking is you can always tie
Okay.
into the field and increase the capacity, which doesn't
Okay.
make any sense at all because then it's more expensive. It makes more sense to just be proactive and include what your projected numbers are. And we have those numbers now. So,
Okay.
hopefully.
Doesn't so there's no plan to bring it before planning and zoning.
Does not have to go before planning and zoning. It was already approved as an
But not
improvement.
with the farm, you're saying.
Correct. It's always been my concern.
How do we tie this up?
Other than bringing it before your town administrator, I really don't think there's anything else you can do,
What does that
right?
mean, bringing it before your town administrator? Like, individual residents need to voice their concerns,
No,
or
as
does the community need to?
us as the, advisory commission for the Heritage Farm, we have the right to ask our administrative officer what the situation is, and we've been told that we will be included. So, but the approval, the only thing
Where do
that
we get
bothers
that so it's recorded? I apologize.
you've got
And,
emails and conversations
okay.
between me and
But
Jim
does that
Carter.
count? Or is this supposed to be more formal?
I don't
I
know.
don't know either.
I just don't know. I'm assuming that it's going to happen, but you should never assume anything.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, on paper, that's your point, is on paper, it's
Should
not.
the discussion and planning should be brought up just so that
I know. Are the
planning.
Planning and Zoning Committee or Commission, are they aware that?
They would tell us that it's something that would have to go before the Board of Selectmen, because that's the chain that it would follow. The town improvement comes from the request for the approval comes from the Board of Selectmen to Planning and Zoning.
Okay.
How
So
far, just hit pause for how far up? You said they're still in the final planning stages. So it's not even that this is a good time to raise our hands. Or is it already like this is what's going in?
if I remember right, it's just in front of inland wetlands is the last of the.
oh yeah. I can why can't I think of her name? The secretary, the land use secretary.
Danielle.
Danielle, thank you. Danielle got in touch with me a while back. It was in December, and she wanted to know about the encampment location and things because it was going before inland wetlands. And I said, the encampment location is the least of your worries. Anytime you put a shovel in the ground there, you need to contact the state archaeologists. So I sent her the reference pages in the master site plan that show where the encampment was and what the different statistics that she was looking for. So I don't know. I don't know what the latest is.
I think that's where it's at right now.
Okay.
And then Joe has to put the bid documents together and it goes out.
Okay.
Out for bid. Okay.
If we're not in those bid documents.
I don't think we'll be in the bid documents. It's whether or not he designed it to fit us, because we have nothing to connect it to. So there wouldn't be any reason to put us in the bid document other than that the field's on our fields or the field.
And it's part of our plan to
Right.
eventually offer to
It's
the
just a matter
public.
of it being designed big enough to handle what's
Right.
there.
And
And we're told it has been.
okay. The discussion.
Well, did we get through it to your point?
That
Like, how do it, is there
yeah.
anything we need to be doing right now, or is this just something to be aware of?
Jim,
Is there an action item?
I have been a bee in Jim Rupert's bonnet for the past 4 years, 6 years. When it's come back up, when it came back up, I immediately was like, I remember what planning and zoning said. What are we doing? So.
Do we need to add that to our business plan update so that when we present to the Board of Selectmen, we make mention of it on record?
How
Or
would we do that?
is that a thing we can do?
When you're talking about that structure to say that it'll be tied into, that's about,
All we can do?
yeah.
Okay.
As
To
far as the
reference
plan's
it so it's
concerned.
on record, you know? I don't know. I don't know how else to go about it.
I don't, yeah, is that a platform to then say that this is a potential that this can't come until this comes, and this it's sort of up in the air, like you said.
Well, according to Jim Rupert, and John's been told the same thing, they have increased the capacity of the field to include the potential use of the
Okay.
farm. I haven't seen any of the specs. I don't know what the previous specs were versus.
Are there instances where these handshakes that we're talking about aren't honored?
Can't comment on what you don't know.
I don't, so is our I understand we're just looking at all angles and things, but like if John is saying that it is included, then are we not giving enough weight to trust? We should more weight be
John
given
has
to.
been told the same thing that I have been told. So what we can do is put our trust in our
Yep.
administration that they'll follow through. So.
But maybe to her point, like when we're updating the business plan, that's something that we ought to be touching on.
Well, just referencing.
Well, not just, I mean, not just referencing. The whole point of doing it was really to start off by saying, this is our next largest future goal. Here's what it is. Here's how we got here. And then,
A piece we're unsure of is whether we're going to be
no,
able
we're
to
not.
connect with
Well, you
what's
don't
up
even
there.
have to say that.
Yeah, you don't have to, because we've been told
We've been told,
that
right.
the line will be there to tap into.
When the
Okay.
capacity
Facility is
has
ready to be
been
built.
engineered into the
Yeah.
to be field, to be
Got it.
built field. So, yeah. So, getting back to a workshop, how does everybody feel about a Saturday or a Sunday and or an evening? What works best?
Let's say either. Just depends.
Yeah.
Much go. Just don't empty here.
I
I'm
know.
like, speaking of which, am I not getting out much at night, but has the firehouse been red right along? Is that
I
new?
saw that, noticed that too. I
It
was
was
like,
red and green at Christmas
yeah.
before I went
Yeah,
to
I agree to
what
say
is
New Orleans. Like,
it?
what is
Before I went
that?
to Panama, it was red and green for Christmas. And when I
Okay.
came home, which was the middle of January, it was all red, which I thought was kind of cool.
Well, I just hadn't been by it, I guess. I now that you say that, I remember that they had lights for Christmas.
Yeah.
But in the interim, I guess I haven't been by. I went by
Isn't it
yeah,
interesting?
it's
The
like
all one color is interesting. It definitely
yeah,
catches your eye. You're
very
like,
noticeable.
I think it's pretty neat.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
John's shaking his head.
I pay the electric bill, so I mind it.
Oh, yeah.
Be nice to them on their husband. They can change the color. So, it might be red one day, it might be green another.
All right. So, what are we talking?
About a meeting.
Yeah, February or March? Narrow.
February.
Okay. So now we're looking at weekends, which means we've got the 7th and the 8th,
Those are
I think.
this coming weekend. Is that too soon for everybody?
That's cheap. Oh, the 7th or the
February.
8th. I'm around this
Right.
weekend.
We've got this weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, and then
You guys want to shoot for Sunday?
let's do
Yeah, the
on
8th. I could do
the
the 8th.
Sunday the 22nd.
Well, let's do the 8th. Only because that's my birthday weekend.
I know. That's why I suggested.
What
Okay.
time on Sunday is good for
Do you guys
everybody?
like morning or afternoon?
I don't know. Sunday the 8th, that
Yeah,
doesn't
that's
matter to
really
me.
good. Yeah.
Oh, we've got to give people time to show back up for this. We've got to give people time. Like, we don't know Paula's 2 cents. We don't know. Oh,
Well,
there's a couple people missing.
we'll tell them what's going on, and they have the opportunity to zoom in,
Okay.
and I'm not going to not continue just because they didn't want to zoom in.
Okay.
No offense, you guys, but
Well, it's not, that shouldn't be taken, but I just didn't know if it's better to.
well, we can just I'll give them a ring if you want
No,
me
I'll
to.
give yeah, I'll
You
give
will
everybody
or
a call.
whatever.
And then this is also they can also listen to this meeting.
Right.
Let's say 10-ish.
Perfect.
Because that's Super Bowl Sunday. Anybody
Oh,
cares
yeah.
about that?
Oh,
We don't
no.
really care about.
Okay.
Super Bowl doesn't start till like 6 p.m.
I know.
Yeah. And even then, after like, all the music and stuff, like they all the openings, now there's like 10 opening acts for the Super Bowl.
Okay. So if you go on to the town website, there is the business plan. So if you want to print it, or if you want to just put it in your computer and go from there, whatever. And then, John, if you think of anything that you want,
Updated.
just send an email.
Are you expecting anybody who's attending on Sunday to have read through the whole plan?
No, we'll go through it page by page.
Okay.
No, it's entirely up to you.
No, I wanted to know if like we people should read it,
I
then
wouldn't
let's
say
say
it's
that. Let's
homework.
commit to it.
I would say that,
Yeah.
well, that's where we'll start on the 8th, and
Okay.
we'll just go through it. And
I've never looked through the whole thing.
okay, it's
It's
also
an easy read,
No,
don't
I know that. I just,
yeah.
I find with other groups that I'm part of, if you're going to have a document, a meeting about a document, sometimes you have to ask people to commit to reviewing it prior to a meeting. Otherwise, a lot of people show up and they're like, I don't know what this is about. Like, it happens all the time.
It's like different sections. It's organized.
It's very well organized.
It's this year's or it's the whole UI.
No, it's the one that exists here. It's in here and
Yeah.
it's a separate document
Yeah, there's
as
a
well.
PDF
It's in a PDF.
on our website.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
People can just read down the anyone can read it, and that's what we directed that woman who keeps showing up to complain. We directed her there.
That's what I'm talking about. I can't tell you how many meetings I have had where we've committed to reading minutes or reports, and then people
So
show up and they don't do it.
we're talking about having this done or being presented to the Board of Selectmen after they've gone through all their budget stuff. Is there anything coming up sooner that they should have information on? Like should we like make this a priority and get it to them in the first quarter and not a third quarter?
No, we've already gone through CAPA, and that's where the big dollar amounts would have been. And
Okay.
if I remember right, it's already listed in CAPA. Both the projects are listed on CAPA, just further down the road.
One of the things that, in terms of maintenance, which is sometimes that something we will suggest to them as well, is the house and needs to be
Painted
fixed.
again.
Yeah, and the barn can use some scraping. And is that out of your budget? And it's in your brain. It's on
Was
your
put
list.
in. We'll see how it stays.
Okay.
Word. It stays.
Okay. What else? Where are we at now? So Sunday the 8th for a workshop on our business plan. No homework necessary. Just know where it is. If you feel like if you can't sleep at night and you want to go to sleep, just pull it up. Right. Okay. 250th Freedom Celebration. I have a email from Patrick Carroll, and they are ready to go. So, again, this will be another series of. Or a question about initial meeting to get the planning process going. We can incorporate it into our Monday night meetings. That's more difficult for Jim Rupert and any staff other than John. In the past, I know it worked well with Patrick to meet like at the 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. We had morning meetings when staff was in, everybody was available, and we
We
could.
did at Zoom.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had the Zoom option or we can sit in the office. So I will suggest that again to Jim Rupert then and Patrick that we do mornings.
Is that still the last weekend of September or
Yes, he
September?
gave me two options. He said that we could do it Labor Day weekend, which is the first weekend in September, or we could do it the last weekend in September. He said that anybody and everything that has to do with the Revolutionary War is stretched extremely thin this year. So we have those two weekends, and I answered him and said they both work for us. We had tentatively planned for the last weekend in September. If you want to keep that one, that's fine.
Okay.
So we are on their calendar.
Yeah, we have to decide.
So when we have the when we start our first meeting, and I will get back to you after I talk to Jim, and we can, narrow those things down. The other thing I want everybody to be thinking about is what was really successful and what you want to see again, and what kind of things I think we could build upon. There is.
Should we just confirm the right next then September 26th and 27th?
Unless it, that's
For
all.
Rebecca to know.
Yes. Yes. But and after we have our initial meeting, we'll know whether or not that changes. But right now, it looks like it's the last weekend in September. So, they have an idea to do what they call a, it's like a, when all the camps traveled together, there was one big kitchen. Was like a big dug oven. It was quite invasive in the ground, but they say that when it's all filled in and everything's back on, you never even know it's there. But to look at it, it's huge.
They think they found one during the dig, or after the dig,
Right.
they came back.
Right.
Yeah, they think
So,
they found one of those big
yeah.
pits.
So they would like to reconstruct that. I think that's fine, especially if there was pre-existing one that's possibly part of the original history. But I'm not quite sure how Lenny
Tom.
Tom got the cat. Tom's got this one. Tom's fine. Okay.
That's back to Tom.
Okay, good. Okay, so Tommy Pajoli, that what I was asking was the hay fields are contracted out to I don't know how many farmers bid on it, but it's usually the Giglios and the Pajolis, and it was in the Giglios' hand last time, and they're far more particular about what happens in the hay field during their haying season, whereas Tommy's in the past has been much easier to deal with. So if it's Tommy, then I'm less concerned. Okay.
That's fine.
Back to Tom. Okay.
So we'll have marshmallows again.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to get on top of one of those.
So with that being said, it will be presented in one of these meetings, but I think that Tom will be far more amicable to the.
Also,
Okay. So that's an easy.
is that something we have to have the archaeologists come out and
No.
watch them dig?
I don't think so. Not if we do it where they've already dug, which is also where there's not that much hay for Tom.
Yeah.
And it could also be very close to where the pathway will be going in if we do it up where the guys were set up last time. So it's not a huge part of that big hay fields. So I think it'll be just fine. But I know that Bunny wasn't always happy about any of that stuff. Made me nervous. Okay. And if anybody can think of anything else that happened a couple years ago that you'd like to see more of,
What
or
the difference is the people that came and they actually sold stuff to the soldiers. I think that people really like that. People like walking around and seeing what people did in those during that time. So the cooking is always a big thing.
Cooking is great.
Yeah.
So if they could make that bigger and better, that's fine.
Then they had the tent where they were actually had things that people might need and could buy. That was nice. Yeah, like all those little
The other
heavy.
thing that they seemed to enjoy was having like Betty and her bees came and a few other people came. I wouldn't mind incorporating more of that as well, especially if their participants are stretched really thin and say there's only, six or seven of different tents that they have. If we can then add to it with more stuff, that would be more interesting for everybody else.
Remember the man, we had a meeting at Harriet Park, and there was a gentleman who was working with businesses to help them advertise and take advantage of this, of the event itself. But do you remember him? No.
John, yeah, you'll have to get those minutes, John, to me.
Okay. So I don't know what he could contribute to that.
I don't know.
His
We have the
ideas.
funding. We have the funding. The
No,
funding's
I don't
become an
mean
issue.
staff, but for ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like having a schedule for the public too would be super helpful. Motion and getting that word out. Or, and also having our like sign, not our signage, our like boards that we had out last time about the business plan, like that really caught a lot of people's attention, actually. A lot of people there didn't even know.
Oh, you mean our drawings and
Yes. Yeah.
and information.
Definitely.
And hopefully we'll have better weather.
I
We had to
know.
like move the
I
sign at the
know.
barn and like only we could be in there and like just so a lot
Was a
can
mistake.
depend on.
What do you think it would be a good idea to ask about a big tent that we could put up on the new gravel thing?
It's a rental for the weekend.
Right. I mean, we used my little one last time, but it'd be nice if it was something that was bigger and would be great.
Yeah, it would be.
Ask for that. They're not inexpensive. They're hugely expensive.
Have no idea how much to rent them.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
Like it was
Even the one, which yours was big. What is yours? Like 20 by 30?
20 by 30.
That was plenty big.
It was
It felt,
definitely
it feels,
help.
yeah, it felt
Yeah.
pretty big.
Okay.
I get, yeah. I don't
Okay.
know if we need something bigger than that.
We have a budget, you said, though, yeah, that we would have to use for this tent.
It would have to come out of that budget, yeah. So if you think that 20 by 30 is fine, I don't mind using my tent again. I mean, it's there, it's just all packed up in a box.
Are we able to use any of this budget for to what she was talking about? Better signage, meaning
Yes.
like our presentation that we could actually the part not where the swing out doors are, but what the door is, that you know how that little indent in there that we had to move in because it was raining, but if we could use that and have bigger, can we use part of the budget for, or is that it have to be for the event?
I think that we have our rosy budget,
Okay.
and I think any time that we can,
Promotion materials, I guess, is what.
right, anytime that we can improve how we present ourselves to the public is
Yeah.
good use of, in my opinion, to good use. So if we have come up with ideas, then it's just a matter of running them by the commission, and we
I'm not trying
don't.
to do anything untoward. I'm saying, like, if there was money, though, that we, because we don't have good promotion materials, that we could use some of that budget for, what if we had nothing? Then, yeah, we need these things to be able to explain who we are.
Yep, and that's something else that we can ask Patrick Carroll about would be if we were to put together a pamphlet, a weekend kind of thing, like the one that the National Park Service used to have. Whether or not we can get more of these out, any kind of budget, any kind of pamphlet that we can then keep and
Unless
use.
we've got budget for signs or on-town stuff.
What?
We've got at least something of budget for signs for on-town and stuff too,
Yes,
which
that's
is.
all part of it. Yep.
Okay.
And will you be our promotion person again?
Yeah, that's kind of where my brain's going. Like, how do we present ourselves? And then on top of it, I don't want to say we felt like we could have promoted it better. Like, it can always be promoted better. That's the whole point. You're supposed to do better than you did last time.
We have lots and lots and lots of 250 Freedom 250 outlets. There's state calendars, there's national calendars, there's
Whatever happened
all.
to this, that tri-county thing?
Yeah. This is the Talon County Buzz, and they have
Oh, you mean the one that Patrice has?
Yeah, whatever.
The community
No, had a name.
Fort County, help me out, Patrice. Do
Tri-Town something,
you remember?
Fort Town something.
Fort Town something.
It's Coventry, Mansfield,
And at the
Old.
time, it wasn't operational. Their
It is
site,
now.
it
It's up
is
and
now.
running.
Okay.
Yep. And everybody has access to that. So that, I mean, there's lots of different avenues for us to go this time.
Yeah. So we're really going to have to be into, well, this meeting with Patrick, but we're going to really have to go into action mode, like by like
Yeah.
June forward, book promotion, et cetera.
We need to get our ducks in a row now. So, and I don't think it's the kind of thing that you can start too early. I
That's
mean,
all I meant.
everybody says, well, if you start too early, they're just going to get saturated. And I think if we know that Pam has a presentation in May. We should have stuff about what we're going to do there. And it should be in the town website, and it should
Does the
be.
town ever create like invites on Facebook for like town things, like the concert series?
Yeah,
Oh, they do?
yeah, they
Because
do.
that way people can add it to their calendar on their phone. Like that is how people keep track of their life these days. Or is their calendar in here? So I feel like.
Do you get the town newsletter?
No.
You should sign up for it because it's on there, and
It
it's
is
a
on
yeah.
there? Okay.
Anything that you give to Sue Ellen, she
Is
puts
it
on.
like an email format though? Or is this on like social
Yeah.
media?
No, it's
Because
like a bulletin, sort of like a newsletter. It's a newsletter, and
it
it comes out
comes to
when
your
they
email, or
come
is
to
it
your
coming to
email.
your company?
It comes to your email. They email it
It
to you.
on Facebook?
No.
Okay.
It's an
If you see a
actual.
red-tailed hawk in your yard,
It's
you have
an.
to
Do
leave
they have
out.
an add the calendar
You
button
have to
on
leave
it?
out a certain kind of
That's what
bird
we
feeder.
need. That's what we
Question.
need. We need an. We need something where people can just add it to their calendar on their phone, and that way they have
They
something going
get
on that weekend. That's
their
how
day to
people.
week
Everyone's
hours
life is
down.
on this thing now. If
Yeah.
it doesn't make it into this thing, people are not going to remember it. No, I'm guilty of it. But I think everyone. That's just. The way it is now.
I used to get an email.
You don't get them anymore?
No, it's the last
No, I get
one.
them in.
That's good.
I could
Yeah,
not
I have
believe
them.
it. Is it
Yep,
a
Bolton Bulletin,
yep.
January 30th.
So just
Send it yourself.
Do I just Google Bolton Bulletin?
You can get your
Bulletin.
email on the list,
Oh
yes.
wow.
You should.
There's a lot of stuff on here.
They give you warming
I
centers.
get
They give you
like I get
traffic
emails from like the
problems. They give
library.
you.
I get emails from the land trust, but I don't get like something like
Well, this
this,
has
like a
everything on it.
general.
It has all
Yes.
that stuff on
Okay.
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Townwide notification system.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't always read
Yeah,
it.
but that's like
Yeah.
that's
But
your
at
choice.
least you can read it if you
Yeah.
have
Yeah.
time. You know what's going on. Yeah.
So definitely,
Yeah.
and then you are always welcome to put things on for
Yeah, I only have
us.
Instagram. I don't do like any special
No. If
makeup.
you think there's something that should happen for
Oh,
the commission,
there. Yes. Yeah.
post to Sue Ellen, and
Okay.
she puts it on. Okay.
Success.
Success.
Well, now I'm in the know. Okay. We'll keep moving. Just search
Okay.
bulletin, bulletin. And then, so go back to Google.
Okay, so I guess the point of this is be thinking about things that we thought were really
Bulletin,
successful
bulletin.
and how we can add to them. So we'll make sure that we have a bigger cooking area. We'll do that whole big cooking pit now that I know it's Tommy. We'll make sure that they have the same kind of doctor and dentist,
Yeah, that was cool.
and then we'll see if we can't get
Did they
some.
have like a blacksmith suit, or did they not have that? And that's what we wanted them to have.
They
Just
didn't
like
have a
something like
blacksmith.
suit.
They didn't have one.
I think we wanted
But
them
maybe
to.
they can get us one.
Maybe they can.
Okay. And I'll talk to Jim about what works for him and Kathy. And then I think that's about it. New business or anything other? Does anybody have anything they.
I do. So two things. For next year for Sleigh Bells, which now we called Sleigh Bells of Freedom 2026. No. We cannot reserve or make payment on our booth until May 1st. I'm guessing that's the fiscal year for the church. But we have our spot guaranteed. So that's one piece. Second piece, Arlene and I went out shopping
Oh, yes.
the day after Christmas.
Oh, team.
And
Go team.
we got
Wow.
about $850 worth of stuff for $330. I don't need a thank you note. We
Kevin
went to
don't.
Happy Lobby?
Hobby
They
Lobby.
do have good stuff in there. I know. I
They
don't
have,
think
and you know who
they
else? Oh, we went to
really.
Hobby Lobby and
They've
Michael's.
got good stuff.
Anyways, I don't need a thank you note, but it is a donation.
Oh, sorry, thank you.
No. Yes. It's fine.
Thank you
So,
very much.
yeah.
I can't wait to see everything. I'm so
But
excited.
it's we got a lot of good stuff on
Lots
the
of
ribbon.
ribbon and some
We love
greens
ribbons, as
and
you know.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
there's still things that could be between those little baskets, those little metal containers that Paula got and.
Yes, we need to next figure out a list to give Paula for to hone in on. And well, yeah, here, take the next 10 months and go find your division.
Go find some kind of
scavenger hunt.
So, because she's really good at that. Like, here's what we
Really good
don't
at it.
have. Go figure it out. She really likes doing that. It makes her feel like
And
she's
she's really good at it.
helpful and included. We also got so that's good for Sleigh Bells of Freedom. Next, I went and picked up 34 of the wreaths from the cemetery when they were getting rid of them. The ladies probably, which my mom used to do daycare for Janet,
Yeah.
Janice,
Janet.
Janet. It was, they probably thought I was crazy because I didn't recognize the car, and this person like pulls in and starts throwing stuff into the back of their Subaru. She's like running across the cemetery, and I was so excited to see her. I was just like, ah, I didn't like fill the back of my car. Anyway, we have 33 wreaths now. They're covered in snow in the back of my house. They're just fine where they were, but they do eventually have to be taken apart. If I need right now, it's all well and good because Paula's like, we all need to help with this, and I was like, yes, you do. I can't have people over my house that'll just throw my father into a tizzy. And so if I need help, I'll let people know. I'm just gonna go out when once it's not, 8 degrees out and they're not frozen, I'll go out with a pair of pliers and throw them over the bank.
April.
I was gonna say, when we do the garden cleanup,
Yeah.
yeah, bring them in.
But we have a ton. And do you want those to just get stored in the attic of my shed or?
Yeah, or they can get stored with all our other Christmas stuff. You need to realize that it takes a lot to make a wreath.
You're
It's
the
not,
person who
it's
wanted these. And so I went, she casually
Paula.
mentioned
You
it.
got
And then I
34
went and got 34 of them for her. And now she doesn't want them.
They don't go, no, they don't go
And
bad.
you'll never want them again
But
because
you,
now we have
yeah.
them. We probably have the rest down in our.
And
It's where we picked them up.
you picked them up. And then she's like, there's going to be more next year. And I'm like, I'm looking at my car. She's like, do you want more? And I was like, no, I think I'm good. Good. Anyways, we got them. We have them. We're good. I mean, if we make three or four of them next year,
Exactly.
that's we don't have unlimited space, so.
And fresh greens, that's the weekend, but a lot of people also, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It
Right,
is.
Leslie?
But now we
Leslie,
have them as an
I
option.
noticed I didn't join in that conversation because
A lot of work. I
Yeah,
don't
so but we have the
know.
option now. We have them. They were free.
Yep.
So, and
Those
otherwise,
$7 wreaths at ShopRite, they sure look really good. Lucky
yeah.
you've made one. Oh, but they are fun to make. And that's the other thing. You Rhea and I go to a fundraiser for Lindsay's Legacy. I mean, they do a wreath class, and it's a blast. Everybody goes home with a wreath, and it's a fundraiser. That's the
That's
other
great.
option. We're trying to think of ways to make money.
Can we do that now?
Can we?
Like,
Sure.
what do you mean? Are we stepping on toes to do it, you mean? Or
No. Well, for the tap, like in
Where?
the past, I thought we could steer away from like fundraising because we're under the town's umbrella, so it's like asking people for more money.
Well, that's like making a wreath class where somebody goes home with something that they've put money in for is I'm fine with that. I have a problem going to corporations
Yeah, I'd
and
ask.
businesses and people in town that give when we're a municipality and they're paying their taxes and they're paying this.
Well,
That's
that'd be
where
cool. Well,
my
that
issue comes.
would be really cool, I think, to do.
It's a lot of fun,
Yeah,
but it would be a
good.
lot
I
of
would love
work
to
on
do
our
it.
part to get it ready,
It would
too.
be if that's somewhere had it and posted it. Yeah.
It's a
But
lot
it's
of
a
fun.
really good idea.
Very expensive, those weeks. And that being
Yeah, I
fun.
bet. Yeah. By the time you add everything.
Or you just have Arlene casually
Canadians
mention
have
that
to.
they just chopped down a
But
bunch of
yeah.
pine trees on the
Yeah.
edge of Route 6,
And then Route 6.
and I am there yodeling up the side of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I died. That was great,
Yeah.
though. Next year, I'm just going to walk out
Right.
in the woods off of a rabbit trail.
We let
Every
that
tweet,
value
back
for
here, back three or
her.
four.
So she gets wine and she gets done, and everything's
I'm
done,
just
and she
kidding.
gets food.
Yeah, the Lindsay Legacy thing is great. It's a lot of fun.
They do a lot of work, though.
They work hard.
Anything else?
I work on the conservation commission with a nature walk on the farm.
Did that
And it was
advertise?
wonderful.
What was his name? You remember?
The arborist?
Yeah.
No, there were
I have it written
a
down.
couple of them, actually. Actually, there were three.
Was it well attended?
There's maybe 20 of us.
Wow, because the
But
weather was so horrible that day.
they were looking, supposedly it's one of the only sites that has all four varieties of hickory trees. So then they measured some of them, and took pictures. One of the guys who was there was from the Connecticut Historic Trees
He wants to do war.
Yeah, he does. He actually desperately wants to take a photograph of inside the house on the farm. He said that unless you have documentation, you can't take a picture of the outside of the house and expect to get any kind of grant money. You have to actually show what the inside of the house
We have
looks like.
the Sarah Nelson Edwards report. It's full of photographs of the house,
Well,
the roof, and
yeah.
the this and the that. I mean, it's public document.
It
It's been
is.
out here for 20 years. Every single
Well,
part of that house is documented.
open.
But
That's cool.
I don't think it really captures the how the inside looks. I mean, maybe it does,
I
yeah.
think it does. I mean,
I find it frightening.
I was
This one.
and still am very impressed
What was
with
it
the
called
work.
again on the site?
It's the Sarah Nelson Edward
Oh.
House.
The original.
It's the original document. I have it with me. It's the Holy Bible for the farm. There's in Leslie, they even photographed the roof and the different things that were in the roof. They photographed any beam, they photographed anything that they thought was of
Screen door, that's
significance,
just it.
screen doors. I mean, they photographed everything, documented everything. So
Well, I didn't know to tell him that, but I don't know how old he was, but it's kind of young, but he does do the historic trees. He does know all about them. I mean, I mentioned one that I know of in Manchester, and he said, "Oh, how do you know about that?" But I mean, he knew about it, in places that are sort of off the beaten track, beyond them, ones that we, all know of. And he goes around, like I said, and measures them and photographs them. It was, kind of interesting, though. I didn't know there was such a thing as a yellow birch tree. Well, like that. And
Thank you for going.
we have mulberry growing on the property, which again, I wasn't aware of. Yeah, there's some chestnuts.
Yeah, I missed that one. That would have been a good one. So, are they talking about having another walk when it's not
I don't know what his
the winter?
schedule is like. He does it really well. Clearly, he's done it a bunch of times. So you have, a bunch of different people from. There was someone from the Andover Conservation Commission and a couple of members, and some other people. But he, engages all of them. Everybody has an opportunity to say who they are, ahead of time. I think he was very happy that the farm was represented. And then, talks, but then stops, knows when to stop. And I thought he did a really great job, actually. Cool. It was good.
And did they bring up the WIP grant and the wildlife habitat grants and talk about
The WIP grant was brought up. We weren't able to go the original route because it was so wet and kind of icy that day. So it was a modified, we didn't go all the way down to Rails to Trails, which was his original intention. So yeah, we just sort of did a loop and, but yeah, it's pretty interesting.
have that big old hickory tree hanging around somewhere?
It was rotted
Okay.
when we brought it over here.
We were going to make a bench.
Fell apart.
Okay.
And was that the one that you were talking about? Was that the one that had fallen down on the path by that red cedar? Yeah, that one.
And it just didn't work out. We had hoped to make some bench.
Something.
Is there anything else anybody wants to bring up
No.
under
Thank
other?
you.
No.
We need to see the SC commentary at the family
Do we
farm
have a
meeting.
motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
this meeting of the first Freedom 250
It is 8:24.
meeting, Bolton Heads Farm Commission,
Do we have a second?
Aaliyah.
and the Hallelujah.
Rhea seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Rebecca, do you have any questions?
I'm all set. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you. Now I have a question for you, if you don't mind. Are you local?
Oh, sure. So I am in Willington.
In Willington. Okay, great. Okay, because sometimes we don't Zoom, and I don't know if you attend meetings or if you only Zoom in
I'm in the
or
very
So when Kathy reached out to me about doing the Farm Commission, she said she was only expecting me to attend the ones that were on Zoom. So that is my current
My
expectation.
ears are ruined from
Okay.
too many.
Well, sometimes, I mean, if you're in Willington and you ever want to come and join us in May and June,
Yeah,
and
she
sometimes in
was
July,
like
we
about
tend to meet
November.
at the
Yeah.
farm
Okay.
simply because it's beautiful. And one of the days we do garden work, and one of the days we have a yoga class, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I know Casey was not able to because she was out in Arizona, but
Oh, wow.
yeah. So I didn't know exactly where you were and what was what, but you can talk to the administrative office, but anytime you want to join us, it's not out of your
Well, thanks for hanging out so
if it's not
well, thank you.
it'd
I
be nice
appreciate
to
the invite.
meet you in person.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Have a
Have a
good
good
night.
night. Bye.
You did talk
John, do
about
you do farm?
Thursday night.
Or do my street?
Yeah.